Evelien's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Transition is the main issue in this diary, but this girl does have a life. Science, theater, poetry and music will pop up now and then, and so will work and politics. Sex change. Last year I had a sex change and an operation in our local hospital. No, it's not what you think. This is an operation, not the operation. That one is still in the distant future. This time I was in hospital for a different problem. Hemorrhoids. Several attempts have been made to cure me in a less intrusive way. They put little rubber bands around the base of some of the hemorrhoids. These then die because the circulation of blood is stopped and they disappear within a few weeks. The procedure of placing these rubber bands did give me some experience with the gynecological position, even before I am officially a woman. If you trust your doctor, it's not as bad as it seems. I'm living full-time as a woman, so I always came to the hospital dressed in a feminine way. But when it was my turn, the nurse always called for Mr. Snell. Very embarrassing in a full waiting room. She noticed my problem and she told me I could easily have my punch card altered so that it would have an F on it instead of an M. I didn't know it was that simple, but she was right. We went to the desk where the punch cards are made and I politely asked to have it changed. Sure, no problem, said the lady, but I have to put in a reason for the change. Can't you simply put transsexual? I can do that. Are you sure you want that in your records? Yes, please do it. So that was all. Within 5 minutes I got my sex change at the hospital. Without any fuss, without anesthetic, without any pain. From that day on, my name was called out as Mrs. Snell. A great improvement. Normally, the treatment with rubber band is sufficient, but it didn't work for me. So the doctors gave up on that idea and decided I needed an operation. A complete ring of material would have to be removed from my intestine. I will try to see this as a kind of dress rehearsal for my real operation. I was quite nervous about what ward they would put me in. I do have an F on my punch card, but I was still afraid that the other women in a women's ward would see me as an intruder. And having to be in a men's ward would have made me feel very out of place. But it turns out this hospital has mainly mixed wards, so there was no problem at all. When I arrived at the hospital, the nurse asked me how I would like to be addressed. So after that I was consistently ma'amed all the time. Very nice. I got a place in a ward with two other women. The fourth bed in this ward was not occupied. I was operated the same day and the next morning I was allowed to leave the hospital already. But I did have to stay until all administration had been sorted out. So I witnessed the arrival of the patient who was to occupy the fourth bed in our room. Yes, you will be in a ladies-only ward, the doctor who took her in said reassuringly. The guy who had come along with her to bring her to the hospital looked quite suspiciously in my direction. I don't think he really believed this to be a women's ward. So be it. If he doesn't understand it, he'll just have to admire it, as we say in Holland. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.